Hello, this is Florian speaking. Hello, good evening. This is Thorsten. Hi, Thorsten. Florian speaking.
Hey, Florian.
Let's wait for the rest of the people to appear. If there are other members of the steering committee, you need to unlock your microphone by entering the speaker's PIN that you should have received by email. Well, seems nobody else is around except us. Everybody's still at the release party, who knows?
Well, I wouldn't rule that out. It was kind of intense the last few days, but I think we did fairly well, to say the least.
Definitely. Want to give a short summary later on, but the press feedback so far has been just amazing. Even if you Google for Open Office Org, you mostly end up with our press release, which I find pretty interesting.
Now it's fallen a bit on deaf ears. That release.
Yeah, I unfortunately don't have any download numbers to share yet. We do lock them, but we are still working into putting the log files into some sensible database and then hopefully get some nice numbers. I think Christian Lohmeyer yesterday told that we had about 100,000 unique visitors in just a few hours, which I think is very good. So let's see if, I don't know if anybody else dialed in, if anyone from the steering committee is around, then please unlock your microphone with the speaker pin. Hope people got noticed that the call started again already. I think we had five or six people who agreed to join today. Seems to have a really long party. So let's see who's missing. I think Charles wanted to join. I'll just check the doodle poll. It's quite uncommon that people are not in. So let's see. There should be at least Sophie. I think she won't join for today. Charles is missing. Michael and Quaylen is missing.
Yeah, I'm just poking Michael. I thought he would be joining.
And Andre said he looks if he can make it. He doesn't know. And I think if he's around, the other Michael maybe is also around here. So, Mike from Berlin, if you're on the line, I have also sent you the PIN via email that you need to unlock the phone. Otherwise, 1 or 2 minutes, I propose we make a start nonetheless, and then people can get information from the recording and the minutes. So, you know, well, I don't want to have people waiting that long, so any objections that we make a short start already by summing up what happened from the press side?
Sure, go for it.
Okay, so
I then volunteer because there's nobody else here to take minutes.
Okay. Yeah, it's easy this time. But hopefully people join later on. So, but anyway, let's try to sum up things a bit. What happened this week? We have a rather long agenda in the wiki. I was supposed to link to IRC and. So very briefly, what happened this week, I think the 3.3 release was a huge success. We had really great press feedback, lots of private emails from the press, from users using LibreOffice 3.3. We had absolutely no problems with distribution to the mirrors, and as said, I don't have any download numbers at the moment, but we will share them very soon. And the website had over 100,000 unique users in just a very short period of time. And Quaylen, I don't know if you can hear me. Yes, the phone system is working. I will send you via IRC the PIN to unlock the phone. Is around. So basically,
hi,
the release.
Sorry.
Hi, Michael. No problem. Hi. Just waiting for Quaylen and Charles. Maybe has anybody heard of Charles?
Yeah, French guy. Yeah.
Yes. Indeed.
Right.
I'll drop him an SMS. It would be good to have him on board because today we would like to talk a bit about the station, where he's also a lot involved. Just let me drop him a note. So I was just talking about the feedback from the release that we had this week. The press feedback was just amazing. We had lots of good feedback, lots of good reviews, people congratulating us to the first great release with lots of unique visitors to the website. We have sadly no unique download numbers at the moment. We are logging them, but we still need to work on the interface to throw out nice statistics out of them, but I expect that we have lots of downloads. The good news is we survived Slashdot, which is actually quite good. And basically in Germany and also the international media that I heard of, the release has been very well received, and just today we announced the portable version. A lot of people have been asking about that, and feedback there, as far as I could see, we just announced 3 hours ago. Feedback has been also very well, and I'm really proud of what we have achieved this week. I think we can be proud of ourselves, of the whole community. What we have done so far is really amazing, I'd say. Charles a note. So, anything to add from your side regarding the press release? Or the release in general?
Well, from my side, I can only confirm that it was going rather smooth. So no issues, nervous system working excellently. All as we planned for. So maybe Michael, you can give a bit of an overview about the international press.
I don't know. We sent our press release out to a lot of people. Novell PR agency pushed it out, and I mailed it personally to a good number of guys, I guess. And so far, the response is pretty uniformly positive. And interestingly, few of them have seemed to pick up the Open Office release shortly after it. So, yeah, good.
Okay, that's cool. So what we had is a few questions on the planned release cycle. Maybe we should sum this up in written form a bit. People have been asking if we want to release that often, and I think it needs some clarification or confirmation from our side, the release plan we find in the wiki. But basically, everything went pretty smooth, and I just yesterday received feedback from a guy who's involved with German banks, and even they, which are traditionally rather conservative, are right now looking into LibreOffice. So even those that we consider to be rather conservative and slow in adopting are giving a look at LibreOffice. So, yeah, let's see how it turns out. Sounds definitely great.
So there's concern about the release cadence or the frequency of it.
Yeah, there have been questions if we really want to release that often or shelf many versions. And people don't believe it somehow.
They don't believe that we can do it? Or
either this, or they don't believe that it makes sense, or whatever.
Sure.
So I just received a few queries from people asking if that's true, if this is still a plan, or if we're going to stick to it. So I think it needs some clarification. Is the draft that we have, or the page that we have in the wiki, already final? Or
yeah, the engineering steering committee's pretty much come up with that as a plan. We generally think that waiting a huge amount of time between releases is not helpful, and that it's not necessary for people to update for every release. So if you really have a congenital problem with updating, every week, then don't. Update every other week. That's fine. But clearly some people will need the fixes in the new releases. And, they then get to update when they get fixes. So my personal take is that it's not a huge issue. It's how most free software projects work. The impact of the changes will be relatively small. It'll be mostly bug fixes. I think the reality is that if you're a customer, you'll expect to get patch fixes anyway. So you'll get lots of patch updates from your support vendor as and when you find bugs. So, I don't know. I think it's probably only a problem for really big enterprise deployments where they think, it's not stable, it's, moving too quickly. And the answer is, choose a vendor that doesn't give you a release every, month.
Yeah.
Which is fine. But the reality is the vendor is just going to choose one of these releases when they think it's stable enough to base off, and then move you to another one of these releases when they think it's stable enough to base off. So,
Yeah, I think there are three points that we should consider. The first one is doesn't kick in right now, but maybe for the update mechanism to maybe provide a choice when the update alert is triggered or not, that might be important for the future. I think right now we don't have the update web service running, so it doesn't kick in at the moment.
That's right.
Then I think it's important that we communicate that people do not need to update and what we plan with each release, so they have some official confirmation. At least I think that's important.
Yes.
Something that I don't know if it's doable, but something that we had also in the past for OpenOffice.org, that after a certain amount of time, just an auto release wasn't at least from the vendor itself supported anymore. Like when, for example, 2.4 came out, I think those security issues that we had in 2.4 had not been fixed for the 2.3 series. So maybe we should come up with some sensible solution for people who don't want or cannot update to a major or new major version to provide some sort of fixes or safety for them.
Yeah, so I mean, we can certainly backport fixes and then ship them as part of the stable release. But I think the problem then is that you then also need to release the stable release fairly frequently.
Those
deadlines tend to overlap with the time when you want to release. So it tends to pile all the work up in one place. But I mean, there's a lot of good points there, Florian.
I just do this for the security stuff, not for regular bug fixes, but at least for those who are security concerned, I would.
Sure. But most security problems are just regular bug fixes with a circus clown that likes to make a lot of noise about them. So you can expect security problems in every major release.
Yeah. Just maybe for the next release, if we should put this into a nice document so we can give it to people who are at the moment concerned.
Sure.
So they have some safety.
Yeah.
Okay, so what I would like to also, we had it partially the last times, and for you, Michael Thorsten, it's nothing new, but for the rest, I would like to give some update on the foundation, on what we have agreed so far. So people have maybe noticed that we did a lot of research, legal research in terms of the foundation, had lots of discussions, and compared various countries. So far, the Document Foundation isn't established as a real foundation, so this will be the major next step. Waiting some time happened on purpose because we wanted to give all contributors a fair chance to join and to shape things. So far, what we have are the so-called community bylaws. They define various boards, various roles, how to vote, and the like. And these can at least serve as a good basis for the legal documents that we need. What we have come up with so far is that we indeed plan to have a foundation in Germany. The advantage is that that we have a lot of active people inside Germany. We have an association that can support. We have lots of interested corporations, and that the German foundation gives a lot of safety. The drawback, however, is that it's quite costly to set it up. So we need at least 50,000 euro in the capital stock for the foundation to have it set up. This is contrary to options like the UK, where it can set up a foundation rather cheap. So what we as steering committee have decided after reviewing various options like Switzerland, like France, like Germany, like the UK, that we will try to start some sort of fundraising very soon and set ourselves a deadline not too far in the future. I don't want to disclose it at the moment, but within a few weeks, and if it's feasible to come up with a foundation in Germany, that means if we have the money needed for setting it up here, we will set it up here. If after a certain amount of time we won't have the necessary funds, then we will look for another option, which is at least most likely the UK. I think we even agreed on the UK, but just to say nothing wrong, at least most likely will be the UK option.
Yeah, I think we kind of...
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Charles. But yeah, I think we settled for UK as the fallback, as far as I recall.
Yeah, I think so, too. So,
who is writing minutes, out of interest?
Torsten.
I am.
Ah, good.
He was the poor guy to be in time. And as I'm talking all the time, there was not a choice.
Sure.
So, what's definitely needed is, or first we have a strong support from the German Association. They will support us with a certain amount of money for the capital stock, but they for sure cannot pay all by themselves. And what we need is basically some business plans, some documents that we can give out to interested corporations. What I've heard is there's lots of interest, but people don't have enough information from a business perspective to start support. So this will be the next task, and as far as I recall, Charles, you volunteered to make a start. Just today I talked to Thomas Krumbein from the board of the German Association, and he also assured of his support with coming up with a business plan and documents that we need, and also with talking to the local government that need to give approval for the foundation itself. And he also pointed out that we need something something more. And these are the official statutes of the foundation. What we already have with the bylaws is at least a fair amount of what we need legally. So I think these two documents are important information for possible corporate sponsors and the policies, the statutes that we need in German and need to take care of translating. And basically then we can start with fundraising, with approaching corporations and the like. And yeah, did I forget anything?
No, so good.
I think so. So we will make this public also by the press very soon, and the most pressing points are indeed to come up with the statutes, the legal statutes that we need, and the documents that we need, like business plans and the like, that are interesting to corporations. And at the moment, we have various corporations saying, yeah, we would be interested. The problem is that they are not talking about concrete amounts of money. So hopefully we can turn this into real commitments very soon. So anything to add from your side? Michael from Berlin, are you by any chance around already? Michael is supporting us, for those who don't know, in the also with the foundation process, and he wanted to share some more details and promised to be in the call today. Let's see. Okay, obviously not. So, Michael, should you hear us, I emailed you the PIN to speak. If it doesn't work, drop me an email. Otherwise, I assume you're not here at the moment. Then we could go on to the next action items. Where we are? There. So, Charles, when do we expect that we have a very first rough draft that we can use as a basis for the document?
Well, Charles seems to have issues, so apparently the call dropped for him.
Oh, shit.
I guess he's redialing as we speak.
Oh, okay. Seems you're out of luck today. Obviously it's not meant to be for today. Okay. We cannot get in as well. Just dropped him an email. Seems there are indeed technical issues. The people who were in the website call yesterday mentioned this already, that they had issues. So hopefully they will be fixed.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, hi Charles.
Oh, okay, thank you. I'm sorry, I'm back.
No problem. Seems we're a bit out of luck today. Seems there are similar issues like there were in the conf call yesterday. I just got a note from Mike from Berlin who also said he can't dial in. Hopefully it will work out. So, sorry everyone. Let's see.
Oh, that's not your fault.
Sorry?
That's not your fault. Don't worry.
It's just annoying. It doesn't work, but let's see. So, Charles, what I was asking is, you said you will make a start with some business relevant documents that we then can, together with Thomas, work on. When do you roughly expect to have a very first draft we can use as a basis?
Well, I had already basically posted, I have a draft, basically, which is really a detailed plan, and the financial part is somewhat missing. But I could actually send it to, I wonder if I haven't done this already. Did I not send this to Thomas? Interesting. Well, I'm going to check, and I'll make sure I can send that to him, even as early as tomorrow this weekend, because I already have a quite detailed plan.
Okay. So best is to drop it to him directly via email so he doesn't oversee it. And
right.
He agreed to support, and he has other great contacts with businesses that rely on LibreOffice, OpenOffice.org, so he could be of great help.
Hmm.
And he's also working at the moment in the German county of Hessen, asking legal details, and he just said as soon as we have at least a rough policy or statute for the foundation, we can hand it in to the local government, and then they will tell us what's missing and what needs to be changed. So that is actually pretty straightforward, even without a real need for a lawyer at the moment.
Actually, it's not even a county, Florian. It's a free state.
Yeah.
Here we go. This is Mike Schienagel speaking.
Hi, Mike.
I'm so sorry. I was too dumb to really make it into the next level. I heard you all the time, but I couldn't get in. Speaking.
Okay, sorry. Perfect that you're here. So, then you heard what I said about the foundation?
Well, I heard large parts of it until you said, well, now speak up, and I tried, and I couldn't. then I got out. Right. Well, the foundation, I have been in touch again with the European Foundation Center located in Brussels, had a long talk with them, and they provided me with information dating back to the year 2008 and 2009 on information regarding the United Kingdom as well as Germany. The information there is a bit more up to date. Now, I understand that at the very moment we all head for Germany as some really good reasons speak for Germany. I wonder if you do need more information on what would be interesting about the UK. To sum it up very shortly, actually it's only the capital stock which seems to be a major difference to start with. To start a foundation in the UK, you need a lot less money than you do need in Germany. But to me, this can't be the decisive factor, as I think that a foundation needs some funds also to be able to not only provide the purpose, but also have a capital to defend. So, not to have to only have £100 for a foundation doesn't seem like a good idea anyway, even if not more is needed. That's my main point.
So, Mike, you see almost no difference then between these two entities, except for the capital stock required. So that's your punchline.
Yeah, there are quite a few. Points you can make about what is good or bad in different countries about foundation law, there's not so much of a difference in the general scope. Certainly the question will then be, how are they really applied in practice? As a German-based attorney, I can say that the limited company in company business is often named a good alternative because you don't need much money to set it up. But then to run the company, you need comparatively more than in German countries, in Germany. So to only look at the capital, I think, is a too limited scope. The general legal situation for foundations in Germany and UK isn't so much different, apparently, according to the studies I've read and according to the European Foundation Centre in Brussels.
Great. And the UK Foundation model legally would be a limited company, would it?
No, I'm sorry. This was only an example to compare different models of companies in Europe. Mm-hmm. And very often people say a limited company is a easy to set up company and it doesn't cost much. And then many people in Europe use limited companies, UK limited companies, for their purposes. But this is not the only thing to look at. So I only made a comparison. Is a capital stock the only thing we should look at? No. Foundation law, certainly it's a foundation and not a limited company. It's a different entity.
Okay, thanks. That's good to clarify.
So, anybody else wants more information, or should we focus on Germany at the moment and try to set up the statutes and maybe the business plan to go ahead with that?
I would propose so.
But my concern is that what I thought we'd agreed last time, this is a slight difference with Florian's recollection, I think, is that we had agreed that we wouldn't spend money on legal fees to set up lots of legalese without having the 50,000 euros in hand. So I'm concerned that we spend more money than we have or will, you know, potentially get to set up the foundation, simply looking at the possibility of having it in Germany, and then we have to fall back to doing it elsewhere anyway.
I don't think this is a big problem, because at least to my understanding, we can do most of the work ourselves, like coming up with the statutes, translating them.
Okay.
That's a lot of work that we can do ourselves without the need for any lawyer fees.
I don't charge at the moment, so this is one thing, but I haven't drafted the statutes yet. Certainly, I'm in touch with Thomas Krumbein, who is the president of the German Association, and he found out that there are some different foundations willing to help with the statutes, one, and B, and two, there is this state's foundation office, which also wants to give help with the statutes. So maybe we can actually reduce the need for legal advice, and if legal advice, when we are ready with the statutes, I would be happy if some attorney, that shouldn't be me, some attorney would have a final look at it, which might cost some money.
Okay, fair enough. So we can delay that until we have the money in hand or not.
That would be one thing, to get the money now.
Sure, sure. Yeah? Or at least not. I mean, you know, have certainty on whether we will or won't get it.
The German Association said that they would give money. Maybe we should have other people make public statements. Yes, we would give money if it was based in Germany and if the statutes would at least include such freedom, yeah, as drafted by the bylaws. So maybe this would be more important now, to start with a general call, who wants to give money.
Yeah, I think we should follow a several steps approach. First of all, for the German Association to share numbers, what we have agreed on in our last Board of Directors meeting is that we will support 10% of the capital stock that we come up with, to a maximum of 10,000 euro. That means if we decide to start with a 50,000 euro capital stock, the German Association will give 5,000 euro, and if we decide to go with 100,000, we will give 10,000 euro. If we decide to go with 200,000, it will still be just 10,000, but that's at least a number that we can work with. So we made that commitment, and in addition, what we have is that we have a separate account for TDF things like direct donations. There is also some money. Thomas posted the numbers a few days ago. I think it's about 2,500 euro that we made as plus after trademark applications, after server infrastructure and the like. So in case there are some small lawyer fees, I think we can, if we agree in the steering committee, also take some money out of this box. So this shouldn't be a problem at the moment. What I think is that we need those three things is that working on the statutes, and I think the current bylaws can serve as a very good starter. There might be some more information needed, or of course we need to translate it, but that's certainly something we can do ourselves. Together with hopefully you, Michael, and Thomas. Then we need those business documents. I just call them that way because others have much more insight what's needed for this. And then we should start very soon when we have something to show with the general call for donations, with press and website and whatever it's needed. I think that would be the right way to go.
Hmm.
Could you quickly repeat the numbers for the minutes, Florian?
The money?
Yeah.
We have on the TDF account that is currently maintained by the German Association, I think a plus of about 2 or 2,500 euro.
Okay, get that. And what was the story with the German Association?
We will support the capital stock if we have a Stiftung according to German law and if it's inside Germany, because we are legally not allowed to support such large sums of money outside Germany. We will support 10% of the initial capital stock up to 10,000 euro.
Okay, thanks.
So if we have 50,000 euro, we will donate 5,000 euro, and if we go with 100,000 euro, we will donate 10,000 euro.
I think we should all not forget that once the new legal entity of a European foundation is formed, which is planned for the year 2011 or 12, then this institution should swap to a European foundation. It will be a German Stiftung foundation to start with, or maybe a UK foundation to start with, and later it should change into a European foundation once this type of legal entity is formed. And I have heard from the Brussels people, the European Foundation Center, that there, most probably, once a European foundation as a legal entity exists, most probably they will ask for a minimum capital stock. It's not yet known how much it is, but then we do need a capital stock, apparently.
Yeah. Definitely. So I see the issue that corporations are more willing to invest in the money that we can actively spend rather than just the capital stock. But what we really need to make clear is that we have ourselves a deadline, and if after this deadline there is no real progress and we have not the needed amount of money, then the German candidate is out. And I think that's important.
Can we reiterate the deadline for him, just for the public minutes?
I think we had the... Let me have a look. It was the 21st of March.
Okay.
So that's at the moment the plan, which gives us about, I think, 6 weeks. We can take FOSTEM, we can take CBIT. That's the rough plan. So I'd say if, for example, we by the 21st have commitments for 45,000 euro, Germany is still a candidate. But if we are stuck at 20,000 euro, it doesn't make much sense. And it's important that we communicate a final deadline very strongly, so all those corporations that are saying we would like to support and the like, that are clearly aware that we need to set ourselves a deadline, and after that the German candidate is out. But of course before we can approach them, we need something to show, and that's the main concern I have right now. We don't have these documents at the moment that we can show them. So Charles dropped out again. Hopefully he's in soon. And so that the PR thing is not that complicated, I think, and we can also work on the bylaws and approaching corporations. What's really is something compelling that we can show, and that helps people understand what we do and why they should support setting up the foundation, and what business model and all those things. I think that's pretty important. The sooner we have it, hi. Sorry, seem to be really issues. It's let's see. So that would be the rough plan. Thomas from the German Association agreed to to support us. He has quite a lot of experience with these things as well. He's a corporate counsel working as a freelancer, so he's also in lots of touch with corporations. And yeah, let's see what we can make out of it. And there are some interested parties inside Germany. There is still no final decision and no concrete amount of money is being talked about, but I hope that if we just find four more associations donating the same that we do, we're set. So hopefully can encourage some people to do so. I think it's important. So anything else on this topic for today? Any other comments? So if not, and looking that lots of SC members are missing, I would just propose to call it a day if nobody has any other urgent topic on the agenda.
We do have other topics.
Yeah.
But it's up to you.
Yeah, I would say that we, for the next week, will be pretty important. The membership committee, neither Andrew nor Sophia are here. So what I would propose is let's call it a day and continue with the other topics for next week. Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, at the very least, I don't think we have a quorum, so we couldn't decide on those things.
Mm.
We can, of course, talk about them, but maybe that's not too useful.
Yeah, definitely. So, then, thanks everybody for joining, for listening, and hope to hear you again next week, and hopefully we have some more SC members on board then. It was quite a busy week for everyone, so I have understanding that things are people are busy and need their time off, so let's try if we can get more people next week. And then thanks everybody, and have a nice evening.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, y'all. Bye. Have a good week.
Hello.
Hallo Michael, du hast Mail bekommen.
Wer ist denn der Florian?
Ich bin's. Lege jetzt hier gleich mal auf, du hast Mail bekommen.
Ich habe die neue PIN jetzt mitgeteilt bekommen.
Genau,
wunderbar. Muss ich mich neu einwählen einfach. Aha,
genau,
okay.
Richtig.
Gut,
okay.
Alles klar.
Ciao.